Living in Revelry is a division of Immutable Mutineers that is going to be a little bit more blog-based, meaning I am going to discuss either by myself or with others topics and things that are currently happening in real life that kind of prompt me to want to discuss it and hopefully get some engagement and get some conversations going with others. For all Living in Revelry episodes moving forward, I will be posting something live on social media a few days before, combined with a link calling to action for people that feel so inclined to send a message or a question or a comment or a story. Kind of what was my initiative in starting Immutable Mutineers was to get a like-minded group of people together that think differently, think outside of the box, you know, are constantly going against the grain and are looking for ways to make the world a better place in whatever manner or way they're doing it in whatever industry or point of focus they have. So this is one of the first episodes of the Living in Revelry offshoot of Immutable Mutineers, and I am discussing grief and the many ways in which grief can prompt growth, depending on your outlook. So I hope you enjoy. And as always, moving forward with Living in Revelry blog podcast episodes, I will encourage you to participate, leave me a message, feedback, a story, whatever. Visit Immutable Mutineers at Instagram, and there will be a link there to a link tree, as well as my personal Instagram, Sarah Ann Kelly PR, SarahAnnKellyPR. In there, there is a link on my link tree to be able to record some messages to contribute to the podcast. Thanks for listening.
What up? So, death has taught me a lot about my feelings and reactions and like predicated patterns of behavior that I have been using for eons and wasn't really aware of why I was using them. And it's put them directly in front of me in my face to where I'm able to like fully digest my tasks at hand that are necessary for me to grow through and learn through. And the shit is overwhelming as fuck. In like the easiest way to say it, I think I'm definitely at times feeling like I'm driving myself crazy. I feel bad for the people around me that I'm like still actively like trying to figure out like what is this life? What is this new life all about that is a life where my father no longer exists? You know, who is the person that I am now? Like I was immediately different. And like the person that I am now, I'm very happy to be. I feel blessed to be. You know, every part of me feels like I'm right on time with what is meant to be for me, which is wonderful, and which has definitely alleviated fuckloads of stress that I didn't really understand were present and were totally my doing to myself. And there's a lot of healing and forgiveness that's like going on inside of me for me, from me. Everyone's seen that meme that goes something like, oh my God, I totally spaced out. So funny. It'll come to me. But I basically feel like I am elevating leaps and bounds to being a new person. And along with that comes, you know, kind of the mirror of me back to myself of what my reactions are. What are they based in? Why am I reacting this way to X, Y, Z, a person, a place, a thing, like a bill, a coworker, like anything? Like, why am I reacting? And before my reaction, before my father's passing, and like certainly the last year when things got really intense and like very quickly I became aware of what's important and what's not in life. So a lot of things just stopped bothering me altogether. But since his passing, I literally give zero fucks. And like the so little zero fucks that I give are completely correlated to like my family, Fernando, and getting to Puerto Rico. Like, those three things are all that matter to me. And any other single thing than those three things, it's almost like dust in the wind. Like, what is that? What is it? Like, real? Is it necessary? No. 99.9% of the time, almost nothing in life is necessary except for three people, a cat, and a dream. Like, that's my things. It's a great hand to have. And every single other thing else in life is just an experience that I am blessed to be experiencing, whether good or bad, which is part of what makes this so frustrating. And like before, I was aware of these things, but it felt good to choose to ignore what I knew about those things and just give in to the coping mechanisms that were outbursts or fits of anxiety or fits of rage or just, you know, like going into periods of silence, like being super depressed. Like, all those things were coping mechanisms that were masking my ability to stop bullshitting myself that these weren't adequate ways of responding and growing through something that was meant for me for a reason. And because, you know, one of the worst things that could ever happen to me happened. And, you know, I have a very small hand of very terrible things that could happen to me that would rock my whole fucking life. But other than those three of those five things, nothing else on this world is going to shake me in the way that, like, my father's passing has shaken me. So it really has put my life into such a clear perspective that I'm able to really be able to harness in on specific things that I'm willing to dedicate serious growth and attention and appreciation to and for. So I mentioned earlier today, like on my Instagram, like talking about what I was going to talk about in this podcast. But I think for me, I believe firmly in the stars, persuading every bit of our being. We're made of fucking stars. So like, why wouldn't we be compelled by the ones that are above us at certain points in time? But Mercury retrograde is quickly approaching, and typically during the last phase of the moon before it happens, you're going to get indicators of what your work is for the period of Mercury retrograde. Mercury retrograde is meant to hyper-accentuate things that aren't working for you in your life, or lessons that you need to learn that you haven't learned yet, or you know, just frustrating the fuck out of you so that you're able to see your character flaws and see the things that you need to work on. And I feel like before my father passed, I always had really shitty Mercury retrogrades. And I think it was simply because I used it as a time period for me to just really wallow in things and be affected by things, which at the time was not a thing for me that was productive. Now I'm kind of able to let these things happen. And I am merely an observer. I'm not a captive to whatever is happening. Because nothing can be worse than losing your father unless it's losing your lover or your mother or your sister. So like, I'm pretty good, you know, with like being able to rationalize things these days. So I am excited for this Mercury retrograde because the last couple of days have been full of the types of things that I know I need to work on. And I know that once I do work on them, it's going to significantly open up a lot of free time in my life emotionally and mentally that has been previously spent on coping mechanisms and things that aren't necessarily the best for me. They were at the time. They were great things that I leaned on to get through 20 years of serious grief and depression that I just didn't know I had. And I feel blessed now to know that all of this was meant for me and that there is a reason for this existence that I'm calling mine. So I'm eager to allow it to unfurl in my life as it comes and goes. Just this life, this experience, this awakening that I have come into since May 15th has been incredible. Like, more than I ever could have dreamed would have come out of like the greatest tragedy that happened in my life, which was losing my father. And with it was such a rebirth, just pure fate, purpose, intention, passion, like fire for life. I feel alive. And part of feeling alive isn't always feeling great. It's feeling shitty. It's feeling sadness. It's feeling pain. It's feeling strife. It's feeling anger. It's feeling frustration. And I am fully feeling those things, like without allowing coping mechanisms to dull the pain and lessen the lesson, which is what I've needed and what I'm now so eagerly welcoming and embracing. All the while, you know, like still having fits of crying and upset and why this, why that. And then the answer that comes to me either in my head or from Fernando or a friend is just so clearly received that I adopt it as word and then keep it moving, which in the past, I wasn't always so readily acceptable to change like my like data input of how I react to things. So I feel really blessed to be in a place to where that is kind of my modus operandi, my norm. And I feel so blessed to be here now doing what I'm doing. It's cleared the way for so much momentum and energy to be put into growing my business, making my dreams a reality. Like the, it's just so serendipitous. Like everything happening right now in my life is so serendipitous. You can't tell from my face because grief just got my face like this today. So it is what it is, but fucking hype. I'm so hyped for life. Every single bit of it. Like even the shitty parts, like parts today that made me cry my face off and like be angry and want to fucking rip someone's throat out for being such a dirty piece of shit and so evil and just like hateful and just like selfish. Ugh. But it's all a lesson. And I just feel blessed to be in a place where I'm able to receive the lessons and learn from them. It feels good. Blessings. Thanks for listening. Peace.